The sweat of August football practice is about to give way to Friday Night Lights. In theaters today, the ultimate high school football program is chronicled in the new movie When the Game Stands Tall.
The longest winning streak in sports history is now over.
After winning 151 games in a row, the players of De La Salle High School finally lose a game. In picking themselves up off the turf, a group of boys learn to become men. Actor Jim Caviezel goes from Passion of the Christ to Passion of the Coach, playing soft-spoken leader Bob Lattiser, who tells WTOP it was one of his most rewarding coaching experiences.
I wouldn't have traded that season for anything. It put a lot of things in perspective as to what's important.
The movie is a lot like the team it portrays, coasting way too much in the beginning, then digging down deep for a strong finish. The first half is filled with on-the-nose dialogue that whacks us over the head with all the subtlety of a crackback block.
We got lost, caught up in the hype, the glory, and the relentless pressure.
Thankfully, it makes good halftime adjustments with realistic on-field action and a climax that's admirably humble.
1, 2, 3, four!
I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley saying When the Game Stands Tall is a 2.5-star treatment of a 4-star true story. We'll be right back.